Hey folks, I'm here today to tell you about Visible. Something unfortunate about wireless services, what you see isn't always what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. No perception check required. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. If you're looking for a carrier that is upfront with no hidden fees, then go to Visible.com to make the switch. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save, and you're going to be getting unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Visible is the wireless carrier that's constantly operating from a zone of truth. In their quest for total transparency, Visible wants you to know the monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dungeon Cast. I'm William.
I'm Brian.
This is the podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons, and today we're building a dungeon. Jam Dragon Edition.
Welcome, adventurers, to the Dungeon Cast.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Will.
How you doing today?
I feel powerful.
Yeah?
The studio is coming together.
It is.
We got a
new
look.
For anyone who's watching on YouTube, you can already tell we got a whole new design going on. We got multiple camera angles.
Yeah, watch this. Look at the camera, Will. I'm going to look at mine. Now look at the middle one. Now look back at yours. Now... All right.
So things are looking good. Things are coming together here at Dungeon Cast Studios, and I'm very happy. It's happening.
I'm very happy. Thanks, everyone. We're still working on the garage thing.
We have a lot more work to come, but yes.
Yeah.
So back to the episode. So we are building a dungeon today.
I believe
the last dungeon we built was that the Beholder? Build a Beholder's Lair?
Oh, yeah.
We accidentally built a sex dungeon?
We didn't accidentally build it.
It was very accidental. As far as I was concerned. Well, today we're going to build a Jam Dragon.
They're horny.
They are.
I didn't forget.
This very well might be another sex dungeon. Welcome to the Dungeon Cast. No, we're going to build a Jam Dragon's Lair, and we're going to be using... So, in the last dungeon building episode, we literally used the random dungeon builder in the DMG.
We did.
We will still be using some of those tables, but Fizban's Treasury of Dragons has done us the courtesy of giving... sample layers for each of the gem dragons.
Fizban
indeed. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll to pick the gem dragon, and then we are going to populate these pre-made dungeons from Fizban's using both tables that I've made and also a lot of the tables out of the DMG, and we're going to go through this systematically. But first, we got to figure out what gem dragon are we building a layer for.
But first, are all your tables open?
Yes, they are. Everything's
open. Yeah.
I got it all right here.
We're fucking going.
It's all on one page. Let's go.
Do I need to roll a dice for the thing
roll
you said?
Me a D6.
I got a 2.
Okay, 2 is crystal dragons.
Hell yeah.
All right, so we're going to build a crystal dragon lair. Cool. I already have it here on crystal dragons. Sweet. So here, I'm going to give you a quick look. It's like basically a crystal palace on top of a mountain that they've pre-made here. And so we have, I'm going to need you to write these down for the rooms. So we have to populate the ice bridge.
Ice bridge.
Yeah, it looks like something straight out of Frozen. Ice bridge, and then anterior spires, which is like, it looks like this big open room with like these crystal spires all around it.
Okay.
And then the grand promenade, which is like this huge stairwell that goes up to a second layer.
I like how you said promenade, like lemonade.
Is there another
it's
way to say that word?
Promenade.
Is it promenade?
Promenade.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's my experience.
Yeah. We all learn something here on the Dungeon Cast.
Oh, fight about it in the comments.
We'd love
to watch you fight about pronunciation in the
fights
comments.
In the comments are wild. this goes up to the Grand Spires.
Okay, I'm adding Grand Spires.
And then here at the Grand Spires, they seem to have the two biggest ones named. Actually, the three biggest ones. So there's a Central Spire Level 1.
Okay, so add
Central. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, no. Okay, so we have the Grand Spires, and then we have Central Spire Level 1. And then we have the Spire level 2, and then it all culminates at Spire level 3.
Okay. So how many Spire level 1s? Levels 1, 2, and 3.
They'll each get populated differently. And we'll just say Crystal Spire level 3. It's the final room. That's where the Crystal Dragon is.
Okay, sweet.
We'll still populate it in other ways, but yeah. So how many rooms is that?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rooms.
Okay, 7 rooms. Okay, so let's start with the Ice Bridge, right? That's the first one?
Ice Bridge.
Okay, so we could do this in one of two ways, and I was thinking about this when I put this together. So I have a list of minions, a list of pet options, and a list of elite warrior options for each of the dragons. We can roll, and then I have a populate rooms table, which will pick minions, pets, or elites. Did you want to roll just a general minion, general pet, a general elite for the whole dungeon, or do you want to do it by individual room? Totally up to you. I'm leaning towards individual room because I think it'll be
that's
a little,
where I was leaning as well.
Then let's do that. All right. In that case, we got to populate the Ice Bridge. Go ahead and roll me a D100.
Okay.
This is the main entrance.
So 42?
42. This bridge is populated by minions. So
Minions.
All right. So for the minions, I have listed here for the Crystal Dragon. We have orcs. We have monks. We have yetis. We have Aarakocra. And we have ice mephits. Go ahead and roll me a D4 and then a D6. A D4 for how many?
Okay.
There are three. Go ahead and roll me a D6. There are three orcs on this ice bridge.
Nice.
That are protecting it for
some
the crystal
cold
dragon.
Cold ass orcs. So yeah. Minions, and then I'll put like a semicolon here.
Yeah,
and
three orcs.
Three orcs. Okay. We three orcs guard this ice bridge. It is a not so nice bridge.
So, and then I have a table that says roll for bad stuff. Give me a D4.
Okay. Here you go.
Okay. I'll go ahead and roll it myself. So this is a 2, so there is a trap also on this bridge. So I will go to the traps table.
Is there a Kuatoa in your party? Is his name Admiral Akbar? Will he tell you about the trap?
It's quite possible. Give me a D100 roll.
I'm so busy building the studio, I haven't bought my new chair
we
yet.
We still
like
don't
shrinking.
Have a chair?
I'm sorry.
People, please join our Patreon so Brian can buy himself a new chair.
I'm going to buy the chair. We have the money for the chair. It's cool. But do join our Patreon. But like, there's a lot going on. I will get a chair.
All right.
I couldn't fix it. I tried to fix it. I suck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So,
trap.
Go ahead and roll a D100 for the traps.
Okay.
Or for the trap on this bridge. So this is going to tell us a thing, and the thing might not make sense. So we have to make it make sense.
What okay, 65.
65. This ice bridge not only has three orcs, but also has a hidden pit that can open up beneath the characters. And there's a 25% chance that a black pudding or gelatinous cube fills the bottom of the pit. Well, that tracks. It's a bridge. There's a portion of the bridge that's probably illusory or something that could drop out beneath the players.
Right.
Go ahead and roll me a D4. If you get a 4, it also has a slime at the bottom.
I got a 4.
Okay. Why don't we put, I think a gelatinous cube is more in line with the ice vibe.
Yeah, an icy gelatinous cube.
It's an ice
cube
at the bottom.
And there's an ice cube down there.
So go ahead and put pit trap.
We three orcs guard the not-so-nice ice bridge with the hidden pity.
Exactly.
The deathly ice
cube. So we got a pit trap with a gelatinous cube at the bottom. And I think we... Oh, yeah. I put roll for dressing. So we're going to dress up this bridge a little bit with some ambiance. Go ahead and roll me a D4.
Okay. Ice cube is in the pit. He looks mad as fuck. One.
So there is a particular sound that is also occurring here at this bridge. Go ahead and roll me a D100.
Is it this sound?
It could be. We'll find out.
It's the ice cube. Oh, okay.
It's the ice cube.
If I don't like what we roll, I'm going to keep my noise. 82.
82. Sneezing. Oh, that's just the orcs. They're cold.
Cold orc. I actually
so
like that a lot.
One of the orcs definitely has the flu.
We three orcs.
Exactly. Okay. One of the orcs is sneezing. All right. Cool.
Gross.
All right. What's the next room? This is fun. I love this. We should do more of these episodes.
Okay, we will.
What's the next room?
Or, sorry, we William.
My bad.
Okay.
The next room are the interior spires. So I imagine you cross this not-so-nice ice bridge, or you don't. But if you do, you get to these interior spires. So you basically see these spires from the mm-hmm. outside, big icicles and reverses mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. pointing up towards the sky. And you walk through like a big cavern-looking opening, I suppose.
Yeah, or? Yeah. I like that description. Let's hold on to it because I made a mistake. We forgot to roll for good stuff for the first room.
Oh, is that an option?
It's an option.
Oh, like loot?
Loot, yeah.
Okay, let's roll.
Loot, roll a d4. A 4 means no good stuff.
The orcs, they look at you, defeated on the ground. Walk it back, you guys. You forgot the loot.
Exactly. Yes, okay, roll me a d4. Because there might be no loot. If you roll a 4, there's no loot.
I rolled a 3 on the keyboard.
Ooh, there's a magic item.
Oh, shit.
So one of them had a magic item. They probably used it in the fight. Go ahead and roll a d100.
Okay.
And we will say one of the orcs was armed with...
65.
One of the orcs was armed with a ring of evasion.
Ooh, well, that's
so
really cool.
So one of them was really difficult to take down, but now your party has a ring of evasion.
Is that kind of like a Displacer Beast sort of vibe?
Yeah, I think it gives you like a dex advantage on your dex saves.
You want to look it up? That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I'll look it up.
Okay, so we got...
Ring of evasion. 5th edition.
I would dump these orcs right onto Ice Cube.
You get 3 charges. When you fail a dex saving throw, you can use your reaction to expend one of its charges to succeed.
Nice.
So
okay.
It's like 3 free successes a day.
So one of them is taking half damage from fireball.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Now we're in the next room, which
now
is called, what is it called again?
The interior spires.
And it's like a very large room with those spires, you were saying, right?
I would imagine so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Large room. Well, okay. Oh, yeah, I have the image here. What am I talking about? It is. It's a very big room. As a matter of fact, I'll get the dimensions for you. It's 1.
If you're asking me, a potential dungeon master, then yeah, very big.
11, 12, 13, 14. What's 14 times 5?
Oh,
so
shit.
It's 70. So it's 70 by 5, 10, 15, 20, 40, 50. It's 75 by 50.
Okay, sure.
So it's a pretty big room. Roll me a D100.
Okay.
Because we got to populate this shit.
Are you going to ask me to do more math on the fly later? 51.
Okay, so we have monsters. We have more minions here.
Mignon.
And we also have...
You should fillet mignon.
Treasure. Go ahead and
minion roll. And treasure?
Yeah, go ahead.
Two separate things.
A minion and treasure, yeah.
Okay.
So like obvious treasure. Treasure that doesn't have to be found.
Mignon in front of like a chest.
Something like that. Yeah, okay. We'll see. So first, let's roll the minion and go ahead and roll me a d6.
2.
2. Minion. Okay, so we have, we have monks here, and I'm picturing like dragon ascendant monks. Like monks that worship dragons.
Cool.
Go ahead and roll me, this is a big room, so let's do a d6 worth of monks. Go ahead and roll me a d6.
Okay. 4.
4 dragon ascendant monks guard this room.
Okay.
And they guard a particular treasure. Give me a D100 roll.
You got it. 5.
Just a 5?
Yeah, 0-0 on the percentile and then a 5, right?
Okay. It'd be really weird if they were guarding a potion of healing, so let's re-roll that.
Okay, sure.
We want it to make sense.
No heals. None.
No heals.
They just have
a potion, and it's like a little metal cage on a pedestal.
Why don't we make it like a potion, like the best potion there is? Like a potion of full everything.
It's just guarded right here at the front entrance?
Yeah.
A potion of everything. Let me see here. They have a potion of invulnerability.
Yeah, let's make it that shit.
Okay, well, let's see what that does first. See if it's cool enough. Potion of Invulnerability, 5e. When you drink this potion, you have resistance to all damage. Okay, cool. All right, they're guarding a potion of invulnerability.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so let's get back to roll for bad stuff, I believe, which is a d4.
All right. 2.
2. There's another trap in this one. Go ahead and roll me a d100 for traps.
It's a trap. 45. So a couple of fives in a row from you.
Okay, a huge wheeled statue rolls down the corridor when this trap is triggered. So how are we going to justify this? If you take the potion, right, for sure?
Yeah, Indiana Jones
you
style.
See Indiana Jones' wheel is going to chase you back out to the
it's
ice
It's not
bridge.
A chest, it's a pedestal with a potion of invulnerability sitting on it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't sandbag it properly, you're going to fucking get hit by this statue.
Yeah, this giant wheeled statue is going to come at you. And not only is it going to like try and push you out onto the ice bridge, it's then going to block the front and you're going to have to push it out of the way.
Right. And it's going to try to push you back onto the ice bridge, not so nice bridge, mm-hmm. into mm-hmm. an ice cube.
Exactly.
Into ice cube.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so now we are going to roll for loot. No. We're going to roll for dressing. We got to dress this place up a little bit. We got to give it a sound, air, or smell.
What do I roll for you?
D4.
Four.
Four. Nothing. No dressing. No dressing necessary.
You lied to me.
I did lie to you. but we do get a roll for good stuff that the monks are carrying. So give me a D4.
Two.
There's loot. So I have a loot table. Go ahead and roll me a D100.
C major on the loot. Just kidding. 71.
71. 71 means that between these four monks, they're carrying 3d6. I'll roll these. 1, 4. Oh, shit, a 6. So 10. They're carrying 10 gemstones worth 100 gold each. So these guys were kind of loaded. I guess the dragon really lined their pockets.
All right.
So we got some shmoney.
They're each carrying 1,000 gold
on
them?
No, between the four of them.
Oh, I was going to say,
there's
1,000
gold
fuck.
Of gems, yes.
That is so much money. All right.
Just balling. Okay, so what's the next room?
The Grand Promenade. So I imagine you move through the foyer ice spires, and then you go into like a big ice, you know. This is the room that Beauty and the Beast are dancing in, or whatever.
It looks like a large set of stairs. Like these stairs stretch, 75 feet across.
Okay.
And 25 feet wide and 75 feet like ascending.
Vertical incline.
Ascending.
Okay,
25. Yeah. And something guards the stairwell, so let's populate it with a D100 roll.
Okay.
I swear to God, if you get minions again, we're re-rolling.
51.
You got minions again. Re-roll, please.
Okay. 54.
You got the same roll again, the same 10 range. Get out of the 50s, man.
35.
We have a monster pet here. As a matter of fact, we have a monster pet guarding a treasure here. As a matter of fact, we have... three pets guarding a treasure here.
Okay, three monster pets.
Three monster pets. That means you are going to roll a D6 three times here.
Okay.
And I will tell you what three pets are somehow working in tandem in this room.
Lower your mic for me in the meantime.
Okay, no problem.
Get it like underneath. Yeah, there you go.
There we go, sorry. yeah, we'll do, you know what, we'll do three of the same because that makes the most sense.
So 3D6.
No, just give me 1D6. Oh, I've changed my mind. What do we got?
5.
There are 3 owl bears on this bridge, on these stairs. 3 owl bears guard these stairs.
3 monster pets guarding treasure, owl bears on the stairs.
Owl bears on the stairs. When you're done, roll me a D100 for treasure that they're guarding, obviously.
95.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really good. It's really high.
You need to swap these D10s out, man.
There's a
something
wand,
wrong with
there's
one of these.
There's a wand of fireball.
Wand of fireball. That's a very cool item.
Yeah. So, you know, crystal dragons like to encase their treasures in the wall. So maybe this wand of fireballs is frozen inside the ice wall of the stairwell.
Yeah.
Okay. From here, we will roll for... Why is this tab in existence? Go away, tab. Okay. Sorry. My bad. Where are we? Roll for bad stuff. Give me a D4.
Sorry, I was adding a tag here. D4.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Roll again. You keep rolling traps.
I mean, there's not a lot of options on the D4. 1.
1. An obstacle. Go ahead and roll me a D20.
Obstacle. A D20, you say. Mm-hmm.
D20, I say.
A 20.
Holy shit. There is a wall of force that blocks passage here. So
wow.
I picture like you're like, oh shit, owl bears, let us sneak up, and then the rogue sneaking up, and suddenly they hit a force wall, and they're like, I can't get by. And so now you need a wizard who can dispel this, otherwise you can't even get to the owl bears who are a danger.
Yeah, isn't wall of force like a fourth level spell? Fifth level spell?
I guess we'll find out. Wall of force. Wall of force. 5e.
Echo has it.
It's a fifth level evocation.
Fuck.
So you're gonna have to burn some spell slots to get this out of the way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no passage. Better have a wizard in party.
Yeah, dispel magic will let you dispel like third level stuff and lower automatically. I'm automatically, pretty sure. And then you have to roll a check to dispel above that or cast at a higher slot. Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I think it might be fourth level and below.
Yeah, it's something in that area. So your dispel magic isn't going to cover this one automatically.
No, you're going to have to spend a little bit of resource for that.
But you can't get through on either side. So somebody, I mean, dragons can just dispel that shit, right?
Yeah, well, it's spell, I imagine. It's the dragon spell, so I think it gets the free
decast.
Okay, let's roll for dressing. Give me a d4. So far, we've gotten a sound and a nothing.
One.
We got a sound again.
Okay.
Give me a d100.
Okay, here you go.
Okay. We have, what is it, 81?
Yes. I'm taking your word for it.
Yeah, that's 81, I believe. Okay. 81. A snapping sound. What do you think snapping in this room?
In the room?
Yeah.
In the room with the three monster pet owlbears? Maybe the owlbears
are chewing on bones of previous... And the snapping you hear is like one of the owlbears snapping like femurs.
They're unattended to and they're eating ice. And if their caretaker was here, they'd be like, stop it. That's bad for your beaks.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go with that.
The three owlbears are sitting. They're actually... They walk out when you come in the room like fucking West Side Story. Like... We're gonna fucking kill you.
I would leave the dungeon at that point. I'm definitely leaving the dungeon.
Nope, I'm going back outside with Ice Cube.
All right. These guys aren't gonna have loot. It'd be weird if they did. So let's move on to the next round.
But the bones that they're eating suggest maybe that there was
a... Fair. Give me a roll for good stuff. D4.
Okay.
Two. Loot. Give me a D100.
Wow, look at this. It's like almost falling. It's teetering. It's going to fall off the table. 54?
54.
I keep rolling the 50.
You love the 50s. There's a potion of heroism. Oh, wait, no, sorry. That's the wrong table. 54. It's the exact same thing you got last time.
Okay, re-roll.
Yeah, re-roll it again.
26.
26.
Much better.
2d4 of art objects worth 250 gold pieces apiece.
Okay.
So, 2 plus 2. So there's 4 art pieces amongst these adventurers that are worth 250 gold pieces a piece. So, what are we thinking here for art pieces? Like
they've got to be like statues, right?
Like small statues.
Yeah,
right?
They're their fucking Hero Forge minis.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
Bronze ones.
They're gold.
The gold ones.
Gold.
Yeah, yeah,
gold
yeah.
Hero Forge minis. Is definitely of themselves.
Of themselves. Exactly, yes. Definitely. It was definitely going to be that. It has
Absolutely.
To be that.
Okay. All right, great. Let's move on to the next room. What is it called?
The Grand Spires.
The Grand Spires. This is like the big, big room, right? Oh, wait. Why do I keep asking you? I'm the one with the picture. Yes, this is before entering the central spire. This is the very large room. There are, as a matter of fact, there are 4 sections to this very, very like 150 by 200 foot room.
Okay.
But dominating this room is the central icicle spire.
Okay, cool.
So let us populate this.
I would the support beam of this crystal castle or whatever?
Yeah, basically. This room's so large that I'm going to say let's double populate it. I want you to roll twice for the population. D100s.
Okay.
So the firstly, there is...
A 5.
There is an elite monster in here. We will roll a D4 of how many? 3. There are 3 elite monsters in here. Go ahead and roll another D100 when you're ready. In addition to that...
20.
There is another elite monster with... Oh, and this monster has treasure on him. We'll say this is the boss. Let's roll the treasure that this boss holds now on the treasure chart. Way down yonder. Give me 2 D100 rolls.
Okay.
So we'll say the boss of the elites has 2 treasures.
Where'd it go?
There it is.
Okay.
So this boss is wielding...
96.
Ooh, that sounds brutal. This boss is wielding Heward's Handy Haversack.
Oh, you're going to need to look that up for sure.
It's basically like a pouch with like infinite space for you to hold, to store stuff.
Oh, just a bag of holding?
Basically. As far as I know, maybe it's something more.
Yeah, let's look it up.
Handy Haversack. It's a very famous item, I think.
Happersack?
Haver.
Haversack.
Oh, God. There's a lot to read here, man.
Okay, but like the lowdown is that
central pouch, two side pouches, each of which is an extra dimensional space. Each side pouch can hold up to 20 pounds of material, not exceeding a volume of 2 cubic feet. The large central pouch can hold up to 8 cubic feet or 80 pounds of material. The backpack always weighs 0.5 pounds regardless of its contents. Placing the object in a haversack follows the normal rules for interacting with objects. Has a few limitations. If it's overloaded or if sharp objects pierce it or it tears, the haversack ruptures and is destroyed. If the haversack is destroyed, its contents are lost forever. Yada, yada, yada. It's essentially like a super bag of holding.
Okay. It's a super bag of holding.
Give
got
me,
it.
Give me another D100 because this elite has another.
This room sounds terrifying. We got a 13.
It's a scary room. 13. Let's see here.
Diversifying the rolls at last.
Also a potion of healing. So this boss is going to heal himself probably halfway through.
Okay, so a good,
unless you kill him fast enough, and like then you can claim the potion.
What is it, superior?
A superior one, yes.
Okay. Okay, potion of superior healing.
Do those things start back up automatically?
I thought so.
Guess we'll find out.
Yep.
When you're ready, we shall roll for the elites. Now remember, there's three elites and then one boss elite, so we're going to roll separately for both of them.
Okay.
So go ahead, let's roll for the three elites.
What am
That's
I rolling?
That's a D6.
D6.
So there are
four.
Three. Holy shit. There's three frost salamanders in here. That is mega bad. Those are challenge rating 11 monsters.
Three elite monsters. They are frost salamanders.
Salamanders guarding the bottom of the spire. And they are led by, roll another D6.
Okay. Four.
They can't be led by another frost salamander.
I just rolled the dice, man. Don't get mad at me.
They are led by a Kirin.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Which is a very strong monster. So this is like the mid-boss level of this room. There's an ancient dragon at the end.
Right.
Can you clear this space?
Yeah, this is a scary room.
This is a very scary room. This is like, y'all need to be level 14, and there needs to be five of you.
So what we have left, do we have anything left for the Grand Spires room?
Yes, we got a lot left. We got the monsters out of the way, and we are going to need to populate the room with some other stuff. So first, roll for bad stuff. Are there any traps, tricks, or obstacles in this room? Roll me a d4.
Three.
There's a trick in this room.
A tricky trick.
Roll me a d20.
Okay. 15.
Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, this is a trip object. So there's a skull in this room, and the skull has an effect. Give me a d100 roll.
Okay. Wow. Zero.
Zero.
Double zeros.
Actually, that's 100.
Oh, sick. 100.
Oh. Interacting with a skull has a nasty effect of swapping two or more characters' minds.
To swap two or more characters'
minds. Yeah, do not touch the skull of swap.
If touched.
The skull of swap.
The skull of swap. Ew.
Okay, so that's just in the middle of the room. Like, maybe it's on a pedestal.
The Kirin and the salamanders are going to try and like push you into it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to fuck with you.
Okay, so.
Or maybe they're swapping. Like, I need to be over there.
That would be weird.
Yeah, everybody's swapping.
That would be very strange. Okay, so now we are going to roll for dressing. Go ahead and give me a d4.
Okay. One.
Okay, roll again. You've rolled sound every time we've done this.
Three.
There's a smell in here. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Give me a d100.
Okay.
Don't roll 100.
82.
There's a smoky smell in here.
Okay.
I don't know what that Kirin be doing.
Kirin farts.
Okay. Definitely not the Kirin.
He's eating a lot of
illegal
habanero peppers. Substances. No. Okay. We don't talk. Nobody. We don't do that.
Okay. For sure. So the Kirin.
You mean marijuana, Will?
The Kirin has smelly farts. You heard it here first.
Smelly weed farts.
All right, so
we need to roll
for good stuff, right?
Okay.
This is such a big room. I feel like, you know what? There should be something from all three tables in this room. There should be treasure, there should be loot, and there should be magic items.
Okay.
So first, let's roll on the loot table. Give me a D100.
Okay. 98.
There are... 2d4 art objects, each worth 250.
Five.
There are five art objects worth 250 gold piece.
More Hero Forge minis.
More Hero Forge minis of the Fallen. Next, let's roll on the treasure. Go ahead and give me a D100.
Okay.
You love the 80s and you love the 50s.
I don't. They dice do. We need to bust out the tower.
84?
Yeah.
There is a Qualls feather token here. Oh, so we have to decide what kind. Go ahead and roll me a D100.
Yeah, that's the table I'm looking at as well. Okay. 26.
26. It is a bird token. So you can use an action to toss the token 5 feet in the air. The token disappears. An enormous multicolored bird takes its place. The bird has the statistics of a rock, which is like a challenge rating 9 bird. Monster. Yeah. But it obeys your simple commands and can't attack. It can carry up to 500 pounds while flying at maximum speed. Or 1,000 pounds at half that speed. The bird disappears after flying its maximum distance for a day or if it drops to 0 hit points. So you got a giant bird taxi. That's awesome.
That is fucking cool.
And then let's
roll. You got a way out of here.
Yes, absolutely. When you're done killing the ancient dragon. Roll one more time. This is for magic items.
Okay. 100 again?
Yeah. Different table.
40.
40.
Clean 40.
Oh, how convenient. A dragon slayer sword.
Oh, wow.
for the dragon slayer slaying that you'll be doing later.
This makes sense for, like, this is the people I'm putting in charge of my dragon slayer sword.
Yeah, exactly. So that no one will use it on me. All right, cool. So if you manage to defeat this enormous room, we're going into two smaller rooms after this, right? The central spire, level 1. Yeah. Go ahead and roll a d6.
Would this be a good place to short rest?
Yeah, let's take a short rest.
Selling a little. Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify is great. They're taking businesses of all sizes, cradling them in their arms, to help them grow by giving them the tools they need. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success at every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dungeoncast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dungeoncast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/dungeoncast.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Short rest.
Shout out to Team Coco. Shout out to Team Coco. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Team Coco.
We've returned.
Indeed we have.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome.
We're going to do the rest of the episode, but first, we're going to do something else.
Okay, what are we doing, Ryan?
We're going to talk about Patreon.
Okay, yeah. Tell me all about it.
Hey, you remember that we have a Patreon?
I do.
And we do stuff on there.
We do.
We're really excited for what comes next on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Bear with us. I'm going to be updating that once a week for early episodes from now on. Just going to start that. So thanks, everybody, for being patient with me. There's been a lot going on in life in general, but we're doing a lot for the show, too. So things can get behind, especially with Super Quest Saga right now. We're going to make some announcements about that. But if you want to help us build this studio, which we're doing piece at a time with our own bare hands, and the dollars that you guys give us, you know, you can go to patreon.com/thedungeoncast and contribute there and get a little bit back, you know, get those early episodes ad free. You can check this episode out a week early or whatever it is. You can also get actual play content. We're going to be releasing that on a public feed on our Super Quest Saga feed when that's done, you know, a piece at a time until we're ready to give you the next thing. And we're going to have some cool actual play stuff, a show specific to Patreon that's going to be coming out within the next couple months.
Well, it won't be coming out in the next couple months, but we'll be starting recording in the next couple months.
Yeah, and then it'll drop out shortly after that. And we're going to shake up the merch stuff too. You know, that stuff, it takes a long time to do this stuff, so we're working on it. But if you guys want to help us out, do we want to talk about what happened with YouTube?
Yeah, right, you know what? You might as well. You can bring it up if you want. Yeah.
So YouTube demonetized us like a while back.
Yeah.
It's not for anything we did.
Yeah.
It was for updating information. And we gave them the information that they needed. They changed some. YouTube and Google just do all kinds of weird updates on their back end. And they were requiring a couple things from us. Our account is now under review to be like able to monetize again. But we lost a big chunk of change that we get every month from that. So
yeah,
like,
we haven't. This channel hasn't been monetized since May 18th.
Right. So we've just sort of been dealing with that. And I think it's cool that there's no ads on YouTube right now. We're seeing a huge influx there. Mm-hmm. We just like want to tell you guys, like, it, you know, it helps a lot more now for Patreon than ever, because, you know,
right now YouTube
can do that to you. They can pull the rug out from under you if they want.
And they've done it to us before. Yeah, and I guarantee you this won't be the last time.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I didn't do anything except for make content for y'all. That's all I was doing.
Yeah,
and you know, we're gonna keep putting. We've been putting the YouTube video up, and we're going to continue to do YouTube projects. And it's not like
we're not going to stop doing YouTube.
We do this show because we like it.
Yeah.
We love to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. And like the money is awesome because it lets us do things like not work so hard in our normal day to day, hopefully, and just work on this. That's the goal and the dream. Mm-hmm. But we're going to keep doing stuff. But if you want to support us and make our lives a little easier, it would be really helpful. We're going to use that money to make improvements, like buying chairs.
Right.
So, yeah. And now we've got three cameras going, which
we
is fucking awesome because we just bought a new camera. That's going to help us change the way we do things here. Mm-hmm. We have new lighting on the way. It's supposed to be here the day we're recording this, but you know, we got to record it, so we'll set that up later. So the lighting's going to look a lot better. Our setup's going to continue to improve. It's going to continue to sound better as we keep making tweaks. And also, sorry about, I've been doing a little experimenting with the mix. I think some people have been having some weird audio stuff going on with volume. I know what I did. It was me. I realize why that might be happening now. I didn't notice it in the mix, but you know, some people are having some problems with it being a little quiet and a little loud when it's quiet and loud.
Okay.
I can fix that. I will fix that. It will be fixed.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks a lot, you guys. And why don't you come back into this ice cavern castle shit that we're fucking hanging out in.
All right. So now we got to populate the central spire, the bottom level of
the central spire.
I feel like monsters in here would be overkill. We've already made our adventurers fight like some crazy shit outside.
They've had to deal with so many fucking monsters. Oh, so, you wanted to retcon that our monks are orcs.
Oh, by the way, the monks, the dragon ascendant monks are definitely orcs.
They're
just
orc
to give
monks.
It like, this dragon has some orc minions.
100%.
And by the way, Kirins are also, though they are not dragons, they are related to dragons.
Yeah, so they are kin, right?
They are kin to a certain degree, yes. Yeah.
Dragonborns are not kin, but Kirins are kin, right?
Well, it depends. I think depending on your lore, dragonborns can be descended from dragons.
Okay, I thought the official lore was that they were not kin.
the official lore is very confused.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Like many things in the official lore, they have your cake and eat it too mentality, which is fine.
Serve it up on a platter for you.
Indeed.
Take what you want, charcuterie style.
So the way I see it, this room is going to have something in it, but we can't do monsters. So go ahead and give me a D100 roll. But anything below anything 60 or below, we're re-rolling.
Okay, well, in these scenarios, okay, let's just roll it. I was going to say, wouldn't a puzzle be cool here?
Well, it would be, but we're not going to build that part. That's the thing is, like, we're populating the dungeon, but if you want to use this dungeon on your own, which we highly recommend it, tell us how it goes, you're probably going to make tweaks, like adding puzzles and stuff like that.
Okay, here we go. 77.
Cool, it worked out the first time. So there are dungeon hazards in here.
Hazards.
Give me a D4 for how many.
Okay, let's get a 4.
You got a 2.
The classic 2.
The classic 2. So let me go down to dungeon hazards.
Should I write two hazards, or should I say hazard this, hazard this?
Hazard this, hazard this. So the first hazard is going to be roll a d4.
Okay. Let's get a 2.
It's going to be an obstacle, so go ahead, give me a d20.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to keep doing the bit where you're like, give me a d20, and I hand it to you, but it's getting old.
So. Okay.
7.
So the obstacle in this room is the holy shit. So part
the
of
the holy shit.
No. The
Claire
part,
took a dumpy.
Part of the spire is going to cave in on the party.
Oh, so an spire ice, cave in.
A spire cave in, ice cave in, if you will. Let me know when you're ready to roll another d4 for the second obstacle.
4.
Which is a 4. Well, it can't be nothing. So roll it again.
Can't be nothing. 2.
2. So also a trap. So give me a D100.
Okay. 55.
55. You love the 50s. Darts shoot out of an opening in the wall. So there are poison darts, and there is a planned cave-in.
Some more
for
Indiana
any trespassers that
stuff.
Get this far. Yes.
All right.
So
ice darts.
Let's give this room some dressing. Go ahead and roll me a D4.
That's weird. The D4 just says Hidden Valley.
There's a smell in this room. Give me a D100.
D100.
Don't get 89.
Which actually translates to a smelly smell that smells sort of smelly.
It smells pretty stale in here.
Stale.
I'm not sure what that's from. What do you think that's from? Why would it smell stale in this room?
Because the ceiling hasn't caved in yet to let fresh air in. Because nobody ever goes in here because everybody dies in the previous
True.
Room.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. It's just
old air.
It's just dusty in here.
It's just crusty. It's just
old, dusty, crusty. Roll for good stuff. Go ahead and give me a D4.
4.
Nothing. There's nothing good in this room.
No, just stale, smelly air.
Just stairs to the next room, which we're going to now.
Just some shitty walls.
So let's populate this room with a D100. There can...
For Central Spire, level 2.
Yes.
Okay.
So I imagine they took a short rest in the trapped stale room.
Yeah.
After the traps went off and they got over the stale spot.
The air's so still. No one has lived here for ages. Yeah. Let's take a sit.
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm,
here's a D1 hundo. 4.
4.
Just 4.
There's a single elite monster in this room. Give me a D6.
Okay. 4.
You can't. Why are you keep rolling frost salamanders?
I don't know why. I don't
roll
know
me again.
Want to do.
Roll again.
6. Are you going to be mad about that too?
No, because there's an awesome right. guardian naga in here.
6. The awesome guardian naga.
Those are like celestial holy nagas. We're definitely the bad guys in the scenario, by the way. So, because crystal dragons are generally kind of good. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe the crystal dragon's locked up in there.
You think so? Sealed up and we're here to save it?
I don't know.
Maybe. That's kind of cool. I like that idea. It's Guardian Naga. I'm going to pull this up real quick.
I polymorph and I can't get out. I'm a
fucking fox. The Guardian
Naga.
Basically, it's a snake with a human face.
Holy Naga.
It's lawful good. Large monstrosity. Challenge rating 10.
We've covered the Naga, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. I know. Just kind of going over it a little bit to remind us.
No, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, okay. So that's kind of scary in a great way. What else is in this room? Roll me a D4.
3.
There's a trick in this room. Give me a D20.
Yeah. No, I'm going to re-roll that.
Okay.
4.
It comes in the form of a cracked gem. And if you interact with this cracked gem, roll me a D100.
99.
That's the same as a skull. You are phenomenal at re-rolling the same things.
78.
It prevents movement.
Oh, cracked gem prevents movement.
There's a cracked gem you get frozen in the room. There. Yeah.
Let it go. The gem.
So, like, I'm picturing, like, actually a really big gem with, like, a sundered crack.
Yeah, okay.
Floating in the room.
Like one of those big amethyst geodes they crack
open.
Yeah,
yeah. Floating in the middle of the room. And there, the Guardian Aga, well, Guardian Aga.
Well, it'd have to be crystal, huh?
Sure, it's crystal.
Because a crystal dragon.
A cracked crystal.
Gem should be growing all over the place here, right?
Definitely.
Crystal gems?
Absolutely.
According to the lore.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this one's floating and magical looking. It's sundered.
Okay.
And the Guardian Aga sleeps. And it's all a trap. For the Guardian Aga waits for someone to touch the gem and become frozen in time, and then it attacks.
Hell yeah.
All
That's
right.
fucking dope.
Let us move on and roll for dressing. Go ahead and tell me how bad this room smells with a D4.
One.
You know what? Fuck that. This is our last chance. You've never rolled a 2 on this. We're going to say you rolled a 2.
Okay.
Give me a D100.
47.
It is foggy or misty and cold in this room. So they probably don't even see the sleeping Naga. The room is foggy and there's a glowing crystal gem at
the
center.
It's foggy in here. They just see this fucking gem like, ooh.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like a fucking,
yes.
Like the fly traps or whatever.
Yeah,
like
and the Naga can lay low and hide in the mist.
Ooh, foggy, okay. Misty, and then what else?
And cold.
And cold.
Okay, finally, roll for good stuff. Is there anything good in this room? Roll me a D4.
One.
There is treasure in this room.
Treasure.
Go ahead and roll me D100.
86.
You love the 80s, man.
They're all right.
There's a scroll of protection in this room.
Treasure. Scroll of protection.
Mm-hmm.
What does
mm-hmm.
that protect you from?
Great question. Let's look it up. Scroll of protection.
It's a scroll, and you wrap up your, you know.
You just wrap yourself up in it.
When you go to have a sex.
Oh, no. Each scroll of protection works against a specific type of creature. Using an action to read the scroll encloses you in an invisible barrier that extends from you in a 5-foot radius, 10-foot high cylinder for 5 minutes. This barrier prevents creatures of a specific type from entering or affecting anything within the cylinder. The cylinder moves with you and remains centered on you. However, if you move in such a way that a creature of the specified type would be inside the cylinder, thus ends the effects. The creature can attempt to overcome the barrier by using an action to make a DC 15 charisma check.
Cool.
I'm wondering if there's a table for the type. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
You could just decide.
Yeah, but like, what if there's a table though that we could roll on?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Why is Google working so poorly today?
We have our issues with Google right now. Yeah. Maybe it hurt us and was like, oh, you want to talk shit, huh?
Basically. Scroll of protection. Okay, there is a table. Roll me a D100.
Okay.
I knew there would be a table, damn it.
You did know. He called
so
it.
So it's a scroll of protection that protects you from something in the 50s, because that's what Brian rolls.
51.
Fiends. It protects you from fiends.
The year of the fiend.
Year of the fiend.
My friends.
All right.
That means you can hang out with them and not have to worry about like detrimental side effects of hanging out with fiends.
Absolutely.
All right.
Finally, we got the final room, which we know is populated with a crystal dragon.
Yes.
But what else is it populated with?
Central Spire level 3. Don't say your mom. Damn it. Okay.
Roll for bad stuff.
All right.
D4. The crystal dragon is not armed with any bad stuff.
4.
Crystal dragon doesn't want bad stuff in this room.
It's a prisoner of this place. That's why.
I think we're going with that. The crystal dragon's a prisoner. And give me a D4 for dressing.
Okay.
So the Guardian Naga is kind of the final boss of this.
Another level. 4.
There's no dressing in this room.
No dressing.
Give me a roll for good stuff.
Okay. D4 again.
We'll see. Oh, yeah, it is. But is it a 4?
A 4.
What the fuck?
There's no good stuff.
There's
a dragon.
There's a crystal dragon chained down in this fucking spire waiting for you to save it.
Help.
Yep.
Help. Help.
What should we call this dungeon? We need a name for this dungeon.
So what is the dungeon? You know, like
it's a prison. They've imprisoned a crystal dragon.
Okay,
here. And whoever did it, like really did it. Like they got orcs at the front. They got force walls and owlbears. They have frost salamanders and a Kirin, and they have a guardian naga. Here's the thing, everything in that we armed this place with was either of good alignment or neutral alignment. Oh. So maybe this crystal dragon's bad news.
You know,
maybe it's like a dark crystal dragon.
A dark crystal dragon. Yeah, that's dark kinda, crystal that's dragon. Cool.
So, what's another word for prison?
Keep, hold.
Ever jail of the dark crystal dragon. We'll call it.
Yeah,
it's very on the nose, but I like it.
I'm looking for the name of Elsa's castle. Frozen. Because I've never seen...
Did Elsa do this?
I've never seen Frozen.
Yeah, maybe there's an evil ice sorceress that did this. Or a good ice sorceress that's keeping the Dark Crystal Dragon.
There's an ice sorceress named...
What's Elsa short for?
Olsa.
No, don't you even.
It's not short for anything.
It's got to be short for something.
Elsa Nora.
It's probably short for Elizabeth. Hold on. What is Elsa short for? Elizabeth. Oh, Elisabetta. Elisabetta.
See, you were wrong.
So Elisabetta the Ice Sorceress has imprisoned the Dark Crystal Dragon.
The Akershus Fortress was the model for Elsa and Anna's castle in Frozen.
Okay, so
Norway.
Say that word again. Say that word again.
Akershus.
The Akershus.
Akershus Fortress.
So why don't we call it, because that we don't want to lift the name straight from the thing, so why don't we call it the Akershus? Akershus Evergel?
The Akershus Evergel.
Created by the Ice Sorceress Elisabetta to seal away the Dark Crystal Dragon.
Yo, this castle's dope.
Yeah, we made something really cool here.
Okay, nice. Yeah, okay.
You know what? Save that, because when we start running games, one-shots for the patrons, I think we'll use this as our first one.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing we're ramping up to do on Patreon is run games for everybody.
We will be doing that.
Tiers.
We'll probably be getting the first games together sometime in the end of the summer.
Yeah, we probably will use stuff from these episodes.
That,
you want to run this?
I want to run this.
You guys want to run this? Get on Patreon, you know, when the time is right, if that's what your jam is.
I'll fluff it up with some lore. I'll dress
it up.
No,
it'll be
I'll
a game.
Nice.
Like, Will knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
and
but...
I think the plan is to co-DM those,
yes,
right? And I'll be all the NPCs.
Yep. All right, guys. That's it for this dungeon. We're going to get ready for a long rest.
Let's get ready for the long rest.
So, I tried to cast Charm Person on the guard over there, and I don't think it worked.
We talked about this. No more Charm Person.
He totally saved his
DC. They know something's up after.
He's so wise. I don't know what to... I didn't expect a wisdom on that guy.
We do the suggestion, remember?
Yes.
That's how you
you're
got
right.
your chicken nuggets.
Yes, yeah, yes. Those are good chicken nuggets.
They were so good.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, hey, guys. Shift change happened, so I'm back down here with you.
Hey there.
Hey,
buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Special guest is back.
Hey, nice.
Good to have you.
Nice to see you again.
You know how special you are to us.
You're
right?
So special.
Well, thanks. I'm sure you're both special too in your own way.
So, tell us.
What did you think of the show?
What did you think of the show?
You loved it, right? It was good.
You had to go home or something at the end of your shift last time, right? You didn't come back.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, long days here make you tired and forgetful sometimes. but the show was pretty good. I enjoyed the listen.
Oh, yeah, we knew you'd like it.
Hey, who couldn't? It's so good.
It's so good. There's so much chemistry between the hosts.
We haven't gotten to listen. What were the episodes about? We haven't listened in a while.
I know. We've been in here for a few weeks. You gotta tell us, please.
Oh, yeah. Last episode was Levistus. He's a frozen archduke, I guess.
Oh
man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of him.
We know about that, all right?
I mean... I've heard
We've
the
been
name.
Leading up to this. We listened to the Nine Hells episode a long time ago. It was
absolutely.
Kind of a general thing. You might
Can
like
you
that one.
Can you some deets?
There's this really funny bit with the golf cart. You'll get it.
Yes.
But yeah. Tell us about what's up with Levistus.
Well, like I said, he's frozen in ice. He's still very cunning and powerful. He's got legions of powerful followers that obey his commands, and he rules over a very counterintuitive layer of the Nine Hells that's basically just a frozen waste. I always appreciate note takers, but where did you get the pen and paper?
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff? Jeff just gave it to you? Guards aren't really supposed to be doing that type of thing.
Yeah, Jeff's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, Jeff's pretty nice, especially when you suggest things to him.
Yeah, he's special. He's special, too. He's not a special.
He's very suggestible.
We call him suggestible Jeff.
Yeah, speaking of suggesting things, you should suggest a show to the other guards.
We really think you should. I strongly suggest.
Yes, I do. I also suggest.
Yeah. So we suggest that you show the other guards the Dungeon Cast.
Yeah, show it to them. Show it to all of them.
Show them the show.
Spread the word.
You know about the Blood Eagle, right?
Yeah, spread it.
Yeah.
The Blood Eagle thing, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I think I will tell the others that it was about it. It was really entertaining.
You're a good boy, special guest. A good boy. Hey. Go ahead, Gromley, tell him.
Yeah, you're a great boy, Sveskis.
And if you get your hands on any more chicky nuggies,
please send them our way.
Please. The cafeteria food here is terrible.
It's god-awful.
We'll take them from anywhere you can get them.
Any kind of nuggies.
Any nuggies
we
you
have
get
no
your hands
standards.
On. No, not really. They just haven't made them here for lunch yet.
Oh, geez, man, you two really like your chicky nuggies. Yeah, I mean, I get it. The cafeteria food really is terrible.
Anyway, tell Jeff we said hi.
Sure. I'll say hi to Jeff.
Oh, hey, I noticed that you're rocking an iPhone over there. That's got Siri on it, right?
Why do you ask?
Shout out to Team Gorgon, oh, yeah!
Hey, everybody, welcome to Long Rest. This is the part of the episode where we're going to... Man, it's hot. I do not want to wear slippies right now, damn it.
No, I'm taking mine off. Mine are already off.
But maybe. Oh, you know what? Let's get some summertime slides going. You know what I'm saying?
What about them flippy floppies, though?
Flip-flops, slides, you know, it's interchangeable.
Some
decast footwear for your house. Shoes, as I call them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that and get cool. Let's cool down in our ice castle. Damn. That was fun.
It was fun. I enjoyed that.
We got patrons.
We do.
We're going to shout them out right now.
We are.
No hesitation. Here I go. I'm going to do it. Will's going to do it with me, and we're not going to hesitate at all. We're going to do it right away.
No stalling for time.
We're not going to stall at all. I have this thing open, and now
so
it's time
now
to
we're
talk
gonna
about
it.
Hey, patrons that came in, are you ready? Are you fucking listening with your ears, dude? Because you can't see us right now.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can't see. Like, I'm actually holding the microphone and spinning in circles.
He is.
Yeah, you can't prove it. Alex Carroll.
Thank you, Alex.
Woo! What should I do? I'm going to do air horns for higher tiers.
Okay.
But what about mid, like not low tier, but mid tier?
I think the woo was good.
I'm going to do woos.
Mid tier. Woos for mid tier, air horns for high tier.
Allison Sinkwich.
Thank you, Allison.
Maybe it's Sinkwich.
Allison the Sinkwich. Thank you.
Thank you. Woo! you got to do the woo.
You don't want to hear me woo.
I do. I specifically requested it just now.
Woo!
Yeah. That was great. You got to do the second one, one for Alex.
Woo!
You're right.
I swear to God.
Shane Myers. Woo!
Woo! Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane Myers.
God damn it, man.
Max Lucas.
Thank you, Max. Thank you. No, I'm not doing the air horns, too. You got woos out of me. You're the air horn guy.
Have you ever done an air horn?
Yeah, I have. I do it on Duke. Could you imagine sometimes?
Oh, dude, come on. Do the air horn.
Are you happy?
William Nevius.
Thank you, William. I like your name.
Woo!
Woo! William.
Yeah, William. No Will's here. All right, guys. That was the patrons. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, guys.
Check out your bonus content. There's episode notes. There's character sheets. Mm-hmm. There's early episodes.
By the way, yeah, I got free. I did a big update. All the character sheets are up there now.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, no problem.
Yum, William.
You're very welcome.
Okay, I got my checklist. We did shout outs on Patreon. Now, if you want to help us out, you know, if Patreon's not your thing, if you don't have cash, that's totally cool.
Yeah.
Listening to the show, especially making it to this part, is a huge contribution. And we appreciate you so much. There's something you could do for free, though. It doesn't take too much of your time. Just go on to Apple Podcasts, Spotify reviews, hit the like, subscribe, comment, that sort of stuff. If you want to leave us a review on any podcasting app that you are listening to us on, is incredibly helpful.
Incredibly so.
You know, I think it helps
podcasts at the beginning of their life a lot more than it does a podcast.
But it helps tremendously regardless.
It just is so awesome. Yeah. And we love seeing the nice things that you guys have to say. You know, hit that 5-star thing and let it fly. You know, we're super about it. So thanks to everybody who's done that. Thanks to everybody who's thinking about it. Just do it, though. Just do it right now.
Just do it.
Pull over.
Do it.
You're not under arrest or getting a ticket. You're going to write a review. all right. So next up, we got the merch store. We're working on that too.
Actually working on a deal with a t-shirt maker who is going to collaborate with us to make a TDC t-shirt. More on that later.
I mean, we hope so. We're kind of getting ahead of ourselves on that.
We're in talks.
Yeah.
Negotiations are occurring.
And have you ever split a man up his middle from the bottom?
We don't recommend it.
We don't recommend it.
But we do recommend
the idea of that is this. The spreading of
oh no,
yeah, spread the word about the show.
Yes, please.
Blood Eagle.
Oh, God.
Follow us on Discord, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good shit. You can reach us out to us at dungeoncast@gmail.com if you want to say some stuff. We also have a P.O. box, which the address for that is in the description below. Send us some mail, and we will read it on the show. Actually, there's some mail here. I probably should have got on video, so we'll wait for next episode to do it. Yeah. I'll set it right here so I don't forget. But we did get something from... the Resolution Games team, and they sent us some really cool, monster cards. They're like these, what size card is this? This is like
that's a great question.
That's like a 5x3.
Yeah, I think that's up a 5x3, yeah.
And it's got some sick art on the front, so if you want to, like, flash that to your players or just, like, look at it as you describe some stuff. And, you know, I got one called the Elven Hound here. I've got one called the Unspoken, the Unseen, and the Unheard. It's like three creepy looking dudes.
I was going to say, no one knows who they are.
No, they don't. I got a goopy thing, the giant slime, and a slimeling. That's freaking cool.
You know I like oozes.
Yeah, I know you do. Oozy boy. The elven queen. Neat. Oh, gross.
Wait, let me see. What?
Oh,
boy. Oh, my God.
The elven marauder, which is equally
terrifying.
It is not
what you guys are thinking. No, absolutely not. We'll show you guys next episode.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
gosh.
More like drowy.
They look like orcs.
Yeah, they do. And this flaming goblin, the Goblin Madoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, check out next episode. We're going to show you guys these up at the top. You know, there's some really cool stuff here, and they wrote us a really sweet note, which I'll read next time. So, yeah, that's it, man. That's it. Let's call it a game.
We'll call it a game. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Dungeon Cast.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods, and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.